And it is now just about 4 minutes past 9 o'clock. My name is Robert Barclay, the Duke of Jukes. Been in the blues for you here on Sunday nights for the last 34 years. Thanks for being there for at least a part of that ride. Well, I just heard from Caitlin over in Bay City, who is often cooking up a storm in her kitchen while she's got the Juke Giant on the radio in the kitchen. And she's making up some falafels tonight and adding some more tahini sauce to go with it. So thank you, Caitlin, for dropping me a line and letting me know you're listening. I also heard from Robert up in Houghton Lake. He said he's really enjoying the Dr. John tonight, and he really got a kick out of hearing Randy Newman. He says Randy Newman is an American treasure. Keep it up, Duke, says Robert from Houghton Lake. I do appreciate that. Email's the best way to reach me. I know you're out there, but please confirm that you're out there. Let me know you're listening. Two sentences is all it takes, and be sure to include what town, city, state, country, province that you're listening from, because I like to know that. I know I have a lot of online listeners, and I know I've got listeners that are driving down the highway. Let me know what highway you're on. Southbound on I-75, northbound on US 23, whatever it is. I like to know those little descriptions, and listening on the car radio is one of the best places to hear the blues. Here's my email address. It's robert.barclay, B-A-R-C-L-A-Y, at cmich.edu. That's robert.barclay at cmich.edu. And thanks so much for taking the time. We'll get back to some more from the Ann Arbor Blues Fest lineup, and we'll also get to the Freeland Blues Fest lineup. Here's one, though, that I want you to know about. It's a free one. It's happening in downtown Clare next Saturday between 4 and 10 p.m. They're having an event called Blues, Brats, and Brews. And it's in downtown Clare in what they call the Clare Art Alley. Free admission, live music. There will be three blues bands there. These are bands I don't have CDs by, but I want you to know that Big Ray and the Motor City Kings will be there, Detroit Trouble, and the Real Deal Blues Band. It says, bring your own chair. So, obviously, folding chairs. And that's next Saturday night, beginning in the afternoon, actually, from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m., downtown Clare. All right, now we'll get back to some more from the Ann Arbor Blues Fest lineup. But first, I want to debut a new CD from singer Sean Murphy. She is a veteran singer. She has spent many nights on the stage with Michigan rocker Bob Seger as a backup singer in his band. Sean Murphy is her name. She's been recording blues under her own name for many years. This is her latest. It's called Reason to Try. And let's turn to Sean on a tune titled Love the Man.
A good man around the rest of your life. Yeah.
thing for you. Something I can't undo. Oh, it's burning in my brain, boiling in my veins. I got a thing for you. Got a hold.
That was singer Sean Murphy from her new CD, Reason to Try. And it's on the Vision Wall record label. And we heard her singing A Thang for You. And we opened up with Love the Man. In a minute here, I'm going to give you the website for further information about the Ann Arbor Blues Festival, because I'm going to return to some more music from the lineup. Well, I just heard from Stephanie. She said she was laughing as she listened to Randy Newman and Dr. John do a tune together. She said she was on her way to the grocery store for her weekly shopping and had the Juke Joint on the car radio. Shopping on Sunday nights beats the crowds at the checkout stand in Alpena. Good advice. And I also heard from Terry, who goes by his alternate name, Stave LaFaca. Cloudy Vintage. He said he's at his summer place, also known as the Camp, on Cloudy Lake in Sylvan Valley, east of Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario, for a few days. He said he always tunes in when he's there. and normally lives in Toronto and listens online when he's at home in Toronto. Thank you for dropping me a line. I appreciate you letting me know where you're listening from as well. Well, it's time to return to the lineup for the 50th anniversary of the very first Ann Arbor Blues Fest, which happened 50 years ago, 1969. It was a good year. August of 69, of course, made most famous, perhaps, by the Woodstock Festival. But for blues fans, the Ann Arbor Blues Fest was very significant. It was where the founder of Alligator Records, Bruce Iglauer, hung out at the Ann Arbor Festival. It's also where Jim and Amy O'Neill, the co-founders of Living Blues Magazine, were about to launch their magazine the following year. And here is the website address if you want to find out more. It's the letter A, a small a as a matter of fact, small a, the number 2, bluesfestival.com. That's A2bluesfestival.com for further information. Friday through Sunday, August 16th, 17th, and 18th. Let's open up a set of one track apiece from four of the artists that will be appearing there. And Luther Allison was there back in 1969, so it's appropriate that his son Bernard Allison is there 50 years later. He learned a lot from his daddy Luther. Here he is on his 2018 CD titled Let It Go, and we're going to open up with Cruisin' for a Bluesin'.
Thank you. check my wallet, cause there ain't no stash. Lock my dress and my chiffon spaghetti hose. That don't mean a damn thing when you're half on a full clothes. Look at these here Gucci shoes. I gotta sell something soon. I got the pawn shop blues. I won't start again. Oil leaked. I got the slingy diamond Rolex and my nose is all flipped.
I'm in the middle of a set of material by artists that will be appearing at the Ann Arbor Blues Festival in a few weeks. That was singer Eliza Neals from her six-song EP titled Sweet or Mean, and we just heard her on the Pawn Shop Blues. Prior to that, Bernard Allison on Cruisin' for a Bluesin'. There are two Australian artists that are on the Ann Arbor Blues Fest lineup. One of them, Harper, is based in Michigan in recent years. His band is called the Midwest Kind, and his CD is titled Show Your Love. This came out in 2016, and he plays the Aborigines instrument, the didgeridoo. And let's listen to him sing on a tune titled Show Your Love.
Open up your eyes and you will start to see. my babe. Well, tell me, woman, how do you feel? 'Cause I just want to show you my love is real. Lord, I want to show you just what it means to be my babe.
There's an artist who won't have to drive very far to get to the Ann Arbor Blues Festival because he's based in Ann Arbor. Laith al-Saadi from his 2013 CD titled Real. We heard him on guitar and vocals on What It Means. He did really well on the TV talent show The Voice several years ago, and he's very popular all over the state of Michigan. He gets around. Well, we've heard two big sets of the lineup of the three-day-long Ann Arbor Blues Festival, and we'll hear more a little later in the show. Now I want to call your attention to a festival in Freeland, Michigan, F-R-E-E-L-A-N-D, Freeland, which is located southeast of Midland and west of Saginaw, and it takes place in the Tittabawassee Township Park at 9200 Midland Road in Freeland. And it's a one-day festival, Saturday, August 24th. Gates open at 3 p.m. Let's spin two tracks apiece from the artist appearing at this festival. Let's open up with Larry McRae. Did I give you the date, first of all? Saturday, August 24th. Gates open at 3. Larry McRae is on the bill. And let's turn to a couple of tunes from him. These are recorded live on his CD, Live on Interstate 75. And we're going to open up with Blues Is My Business.
And business is good. If I had a dollar for every broken heart, I'd be drinking fine wine, eating caviar. If trouble were money, I'd have more money than any one man should. Well, I'm open for business in your neighborhood. Blues is my business, and business is
business is good. business. Losing my business. Losing my business. Losing my business. Losing my business.
Harry McRae from his CD titled Live on I-75. That was a tune titled Witchin' Moon. And we opened up with Blues Is My Business. I'm in the middle of a set of material by artists that will be appearing at the Freeland Blues Festival Saturday, August 24th. And now I'm going to turn to the headliner, Samantha Fish. She grew up in Kansas City. Started out playing drums, but when she was 15, she switched to the guitar. She used to hang out at a club called the Knucklehead Saloon to hear the touring blues bands come through town. And after she turned 18, she would often join in with the singers and the bands who were performing at Knucklehead's. In 2009, she had her recording debut, Live Bait, which led her to a recording deal with Roof Records from Germany, which gets really good distribution all over the world. Samantha Fish has a big fan in a Juke Joint listener named Becca, who lives up near Farwell, and I suspect Becca will be at the Samantha Fish set at the Freeland Blues Festival. And let's turn to a couple of tracks from her CD, Black Wind Howlin', and let's open up with a tune Howlin' Wolf used to do. This is Samantha Fish's version of Who's Been Talkin'?
Brand new, all it takes me back. Driving down the one for shortcuts or bitter ends. I got a temporary address for your love to send.
That was Samantha Fish, the headliner to the upcoming Freeland, Michigan Blues Festival on Saturday, August 24th in Freeland, Michigan. And that was Samantha Fish. She is 30 now, so she's one of the younger artists out there. And we just heard her on Kick Around, and we opened up with Who's Been Talking from her 2013 release, Black Wind Howlin'. When I come back after the station ID and some other messages, I will turn to two more artists that will be at the Freeland, Michigan Blues Fest, so you be sure to stay near the radio.